Now, back to the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Baum Show. If you've been listening today, you know that I had mentioned some other cults that I was familiar with during my lifetime as a reporter and talk show host. Jim Jones, People's Temple, Koresh, and what happened in Waco. The latest example of it is the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, the FLDS, and all the news that's emanated out of West Texas. Our guest is a young woman, she's 21 now, who was able to escape. Elisa Wall, the author of Stolen Innocence, growing up in a polygamous sect, becoming a teenage bride, and breaking free of Warren Jeffs. Let me quote you here, my friends. This is the portion in which she's talking to a jury that eventually convicted Warren Jeffs, the so-called prophet, the answer man. I, meaning Elisa, had to explain the immediate shift in male-female relations once marriage occurred, because before our break, as you heard Elisa talk to us about, males were pretty much scum and to be ignored. No matter the age of either party, a couple would spend their entire lives pre-marriage with no romantic or sexual contact with anyone. After the union, there was a drastic change, just as I, meaning Elisa, had experienced. Suddenly, within as little as a few hours, a child would go from having absolutely no sexual understanding, experience, or basis of discussion to being told that it was time to lie down and make a baby. The point was made clear through Warren Jeffs' teaching of bars up, bars down. Before marriage, a woman is to keep the bars and her defenses up, and as soon as she is married, she is to let the bars down and completely give herself fully to her husband. This was the relationship, Elisa, that you were having with your loathsome first cousin, right?
Yes, it was.
And that ended because of someone else who had the same feelings as you did. How did Mr. Jeffs and others feel about you walking out?
Well, that's an interesting question, because for so long in my life, I had seen my own family members who had been ripped from us. There had been severe... I had been taken from my father, and my brothers had been kicked out of the community. So all these family members of mine had already left, had already had to walk out. So when I left, for me, it was really tough, because it wasn't about, in their eyes, it wasn't about a choice I had made. I had done something wrong, so I was no longer welcome. It was quite the opposite in my mind. It was that I knew this wasn't right for me, and I couldn't live this way anymore, so I had to find something different.
What's the biggest change now in your, let's call it, your freedom outside of that community? What's the biggest change?
Well, I think the biggest change for me is, as far as religiously, is understanding religion and that specific religious belief for what it was, and understanding that, for me, having the freedom of knowing that I can talk to God and I can believe in Him and I can have a relationship with Him, but I do not have to have the approval of Warren or one specific organization to have that relationship with God, is very liberating and very it gives me peace to be able to know that I don't have to conform to someone's ideas just to be God's child.
Here's a question I hope you can answer, because as I pointed out before we rejoined each other, I've seen it before, and I saw it a lot of times during the 60s, the late 60s and the 70s, was with what was called reprogramming. Young men and women like yourself had gone off and had found a cult, had gotten into it, and their parents outside of that cult were absolutely had gone bonkers and wanted to get their kids back. But what I want to know from you is basically about total belief. What is it about total belief in one man that causes a lot of men and women who are still part of the FLDS to stay there. What is it about? Is it a feeling of wanting to belong? Is it a feeling of love, however you distort the definition of love for one man? But I'm talking about Jeff's and his father. What is it about one man that makes so many other people believe that he is the Messiah?
Well, you know, I'll do the very best I can to answer that question.
Okay.
But I think from my perspective, it is to have such a sincere belief in him began many years ago when the whole FLDS began, and that was that they had some fundamental beliefs in plural marriage, in a specific religion that they felt like was the one true religion of God on earth. And as time went on, you're talking about Warren and his father, Roland. Why so many people believe in them so intently is many of these children and these people have been born into this, so they do not know anything different.
Uh-huh.
But they really, truly feel, and I'm saying this from a perspective of remembering what it felt like to be such a deep believer, and that was that I felt like that he was my only ticket to heaven. And such a fundamental part of that religion is about the afterlife. And that there's 3 degrees in heaven of salvation, and the highest degree is the only way you can be eternally happy. And so every member of that environment, their greatest desire and their most burning belief is that they want to obtain that highest degree of glory. Otherwise, they'll be destroyed sometime or another. And they feel like that he is the embodiment of God on earth, and the way he leads them, and the words that he says is how they will be pure enough and worthy enough to gain that entrance into heaven and into that highest degree of glory.
One more question for you, Lisa, and that is, are you happy?
Am I happy? I would consider myself very happy. I am very grateful for the experiences I've been through, and I think that my past has really helped me to understand what happiness is. So yes, I am. I have 2 wonderful children and a husband, and I feel like that I am finally reaching fulfillment and peace in my life.
Elisa Wall, the author of Stolen Innocence, published by Morrow. Elisa, thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful life. Thank you for being part of this hour.
Thank you very much.
There you have it, my friends, a view of from a different couple of perspectives, a view of another cult in the United States, this one in Texas. So the next time you see a story on this one, the FLDS, and there'll be many more stories, you now have a little bit more background than you had before. We've reached the end zone on Talk Zone today. Thanks to producer Randy Meyer and our engineer Dave Olson, and most of all, my thanks to you for listening and calling. I'm Dave Baum. Till the next time, Mama get the coffee ready. The kid's on his way.
You've been listening to The Dave Baum Show with today's compelling talk radio. Be sure to join Dave again for more fascinating and knowledgeable guests, stimulating conversation, and your phone calls on the TalkZone phone lines. The Dave Baum Show, right here on TalkZone.com.